Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're dissecting a problem that I think haunts the dreams of every learning and development professional.
Oh, I know this one, the production bottleneck.
Exactly. You know the scenario perfectly well. You have all this knowledge. It's sitting there in a dense 40-page compliance PDF.
Or a technical manual for a new product that frankly reads like a stereo instruction booklet from 1995.
Right. And your job is to turn that into something employees will actually, voluntarily consume.
And let's be honest, consume usually means clicking through a slide deck as fast as humanly possible.
Just to get that completion certificate so they can get back to their real work.
It becomes a compliance exercise, not a learning experience.
We've all been there. I mean, ideally, you want to create a podcast or a high-fidelity video series, maybe an interactive scenario. But then reality hits.
The budget and the timeline.
You don't have a studio. You don't have a video editing team, and you certainly don't have the budget to hire freelancers for every little module.
And that's the gap. That is the production bottleneck. It's this chasm between the raw information you have and the engaging format your audience actually expects.
And today, we are looking at two technologies that claim to bridge that gap, not by, working harder, but by fundamentally changing the architecture of how content is built.
A different approach entirely.
So we're analyzing a specific stack. On one side, we have Jolly Deck, a pretty well-known player in the rap authoring space. And on the other, Auto Content API, which the sources describe as an industrial engine for content transformation.
So the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you collide these two.
Right. What happens when you plug a content factory Auto Content into a course structure Jolly Deck?
It's a symbiosis that could really reshape corporate training.
And the concept we're chasing here is something called mental availability. It's about being present in your employees' ears and eyes without bankrupting the department.
Omnichannel ubiquity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's strip this down. We need to understand the canvas before we talk about the paint. So break down Jolly Deck for us based on the documentation.
Okay. So Jolly Deck positions itself as the shell, or let's call it the classroom.
The container.
Right. It's a rapid authoring tool designed for speed and accessibility. If you have a PowerPoint, a Word doc, a PDF, you upload it.
And it just turns it into a course.
It converts it into a web-based interactive e-learning course. It creates the buttons, the navigation, the progress tracking, and the analytics.
So it handles the whole interface of learning, making sure it looks good on an iPhone or desktop.
Correct. It provides the structure, but, and this is the critical distinction, Jolly Deck relies on you to provide the substance of the media.
The actual content.
The content. It
Yeah.
gives you the slide layout, but it doesn't film the video for you. It gives you a place to put a podcast, but it doesn't record the audio.
Right. And that leads to the typical L&D compromise. You have a beautiful Jolly Deck interface, but the content inside is just text.
Or maybe a generic stock photo of people shaking hands that you found on a free image site.
Because producing custom media for that one specific slide is just too expensive.
And that is exactly where Auto Content API enters the picture. And I want to be precise here.
Okay.
This isn't a tool with a user interface where you log in and drag and drop
It's
things.
not an app.
No. Auto Content is described as headless content production. It's an API, an application programming interface. It's designed to talk to other software, not directly to
A
humans.
lot of people might be familiar with Google's Notebook LM, which can create those amazing audio overviews. Is this kind of like that?
It's similar in output, but very different in architecture. Notebook LM is a consumer tool. You manually upload a file and get a result.
Right.
Auto Content API is positioning itself as the enterprise automation layer. It accepts URLs, raw text, PDFs, even YouTube videos as input, and then programmatically spits out MP3s, MP4s, quizzes, and summaries.
So the core argument here is that Jolly Deck provides the container.
And Auto Content provides the filling.
The shell and the filling, that's the operational model.
Exactly. Jolly Deck is the delivery mechanism. Auto Content is the manufacturing plant.
Okay, let's dig into the first type of filling, which I found the most compelling in the research, audio.
Yeah, this is interesting.
The sources claim audio is the fastest growing segment of content consumption globally.
Which makes total sense. We live in an eyes busy, hands busy world. People listen while they commute, while they walk the dog.
A corporate training. It is almost exclusively visual. You have to sit and stare at a screen.
Or if there is audio, it's that terrible text-to-speech robot voice reading the bullet points to you.
Oh, the worst.
It's actually worse than silence because it increases your cognitive load. You're trying to ignore the robotic sound just to understand the meaning.
Right.
But Auto Content API has a feature called Podcast Generation. And looking at the specs, this isn't a monologue. It generates a two-person dialogue.
So it creates a synthetic host and a synthetic expert. Basically, digital versions of us debating a topic.
Pretty much.
Why is that dialogue format so important, though? Is it just a gimmick?
No, not at all. There's actual pedagogy behind it. A dialogue forces a change in perspective. One voice asks a question, which primes the listener's brain, and the other answers it.
So it creates a narrative arc.
Exactly. Something a monologue or a list of bullet points just can't achieve. It turns information into a story.
Let's apply this to a real Jolly Deck scenario. The documentation mentions a course on GDPR essentials.
Ah, the most thrilling topic on earth.
I know, try to contain your excitement.
Yeah.
But usually that course is slide one, what is PII, slide two, fines. It's so dry.
Total compliance exercise.
Okay, now imagine the integration. You feed the official GDPR policy PDF into the Auto Content API. It doesn't just read it back. It scripts a 5-minute episode where two AI agents discuss a specific data breach scenario. They debate why the fines actually matter.
And then you take that MP3 and embed it directly into the Jolly Deck slide.
So the learner opens Jolly Deck on their phone. Instead of reading three paragraphs of legal text, they just hit play.
They're learning via osmosis while they make their morning coffee.
But I have to ask about the quality.
Yeah.
We've all heard bad AI voices. If this sounds like a GPS navigation system from 2010, nobody is going to listen.
That's a fair point. And the sources are very specific about this. They describe the voices as natural, steady, and believable.
So what does that actually mean?
It means they include breath pauses, intonation changes, and even fillers like to make it sound human.
So it overcomes that uncanny valley effect where you just know you're listening to a machine.
That's the goal. There's also a mention of voice cloning in the Auto Content documentation.
That sounds like a high-risk, high-reward feature.
It's powerful if you use it correctly. Imagine the CEO needs to deliver the welcome message for the onboarding course in Jolly Deck.
Right, and getting 30 minutes on their calendar to record that script is impossible.
Or they do it, but they sound tired and bored because it's their fifth take of the day.
So with voice cloning,
the CEO records a 30-second sample once. The API clones that voice model. Then, for every new course, you just send the text to the API, and it returns the audio in the CEO's voice.
You've effectively scaled the CEO's presence infinitely.
It creates a sense of leadership presence that usually doesn't exist in e-learning. But let's look at the economics, because that's usually where these dreams go to die.
A budget. Always comes back to the budget.
So, if you and I were to produce a high-quality, scripted, edited, two-person corporate podcast episode manually...
Yeah.
The source estimates the cost is somewhere between $150 and $500 per episode.
For one episode. That's a line item that gets cut immediately in most places.
Okay, now look at the API model. Auto Content operates on credits. Generating a podcast episode costs roughly 10 to 20 credits.
And in real currency.
That's somewhere between 10 cents and 2 euros, depending on your subscription tier.
Wait. That's a staggering difference. We're talking about a 99% cost reduction.
It completely changes the math from a scarce resource to an abundant resource.
So in the old model, you'd only put audio in the flagship high-potential leadership course.
Exactly. In this new model, you can afford to put high-quality audio on every single slide of a simple compliance update.
It allows you to flood the zone with content. But let's pivot. We live in a visual world. Audio is great for the commute, but sometimes you need to show, not tell. Jolly Deck is a visual medium.
It is, and Jolly Deck has started experimenting with this. They have a beta feature for AI-generated videos with avatars.
Oh.
But Auto Content seems to be trying to take this to an industrial scale. They offer explainer videos and specifically shorts.
Shorts, as in the 9x16 vertical video format. Like TikTok.
Exactly like TikTok. And this is crucial because of who is taking these courses. Gen Z, millennials, they're conditioned to consume information in vertical 60-second chunks.
If you give them a 20-minute horizontal video, you've lost them before they even press play.
You have.
So how does a headless API make a video? That seems like it requires some creative direction.
This is where the faceless strategy mentioned in the source material comes in. You send the script or the source text to the API.
And then what?
It selects a stock avatar, maybe a professional woman or a casual speaker in a hoodie, depending on the tone you want. It generates the voice, lip-syncs the avatar perfectly to the audio.
Oh, and it adds subtitles.
And this is key. It automatically burns in the subtitles.
Which are non-negotiable for mobile consumption. People watch with the sound off all the time.
All the time. So let's go back to our Jolly Deck example. I saw a template in their library for a product quick guide. Let's say you're launching a new headphone, the SoundZone 3.0.
Okay. And normally, that course is just the spec sheet, copy-paste it onto slides. Super boring.
The old way, exactly. The learner reads, battery life, 12 hours.
And the new way.
You feed the spec sheet to Auto Content API. You ask it to generate 10 60-second vertical videos. One video for noise cancellation, one for battery life, one for Bluetooth pairing.
And then you embed those MP4s directly into the Jolly Deck product quick guide.
And suddenly the course feels like you're just scrolling through a social media feed. It's a multimedia experience.
And because the cost is roughly 400 credits, about 4 euros, you can afford to do this for an internal product that only 50 sales reps need to know about.
That's the key, isn't it? Video was always reserved for external marketing because it was so expensive.
Now, you can have marketing-grade video for internal training. But I do want to push back on one thing, though.
Go for it.
We've talked about the format audio and video, but what about the intelligence? Because if the underlying content is garbage, a nice video just makes it polished garbage.
Garbage in, garbage out. That is always the risk with AI.
Right.
However, Auto Content has an endpoint called deep research. This is distinct from just asking a standard chatbot to write something for you.
How is it different?
Well, most LLMs rely on their training data, which has a cutoff date. The deep research endpoint connects to the live web.
The live web.
Yep. The sources mention it can cite real-time data from sites like the Financial Times or the SEC.
Okay. That is critical for corporate training. You cannot have hallucinations in a compliance course. You can't have the AI inventing a law that doesn't exist.
Absolutely not. So in the workflow, you trigger the deep research API first. You tell it, research the top 5 emerging trends in supply chain logistics for 2026.
And it goes out and finds that information.
It browses the web. It reasons through the data, checks for conflicts, and then produces a structured report with citations.
And that report becomes the source material for Jolly Deck.
Yes. You feed that verified report into Jolly Deck to build the course structure. And frankly, this solves the blank page syndrome for L&D pros.
You're not starting from scratch. You're starting with a research brief.
Exactly.
There's another layer to this intelligence aspect. Assessments. I noticed the source mentions Auto Content can output questions with scoring logic.
This is where the handshake with Jolly Deck is really, really tight. Jolly Deck excels at the interface of quizzing.
They have great drag and drop interactions, multiple choice layouts, leaderboards, all that.
Right. But writing good quiz questions is hard. It's incredibly tedious to come up with plausible distractors. The wrong answers.
So the API does that.
The API takes the source text and generates the questions. Cue 1 of 10, correct answer. B, distractor 1A. And it even provides an explanation for why B is correct.
And it formats it so Jolly Deck can just ingest it.
So the API provides the cognitive labor of writing the test, and Jolly Deck provides the user experience of taking the test. It's a perfect symbiosis.
We need to talk about scale. Because if you're a small company in one office, this is cool. But if you are a global enterprise, this seems essential.
Localization is the silent killer of L&D budgets.
Oh, yeah.
You build a fantastic course in English, then the German team asks for it, then the Japanese team.
And usually you just translate the text on the slides. But the video, you just leave it in English and put subtitles on it.
Because refilming it in German is completely cost prohibitive. But the Jolly Deck sources mention they are designed for multiple languages and handle that text layer really well. Auto Content brings what they call the instant global strategy to the media layer.
How many languages are we talking?
It supports over 50 languages for both audio and video.
But how does that work practically? Is it just dubbing, like in an old movie?
It's more sophisticated than that. It's a process of transcription, translation, and then resynthesis.
Okay, what does resynthesis mean?
Let's go back to that CEO voice clone. You can technically have the CEO delivering the message in fluent Spanish with the correct lip syncing on the avatar video.
That is wild. So the Spanish employees aren't second-class citizens reading subtitles.
They're getting the same high-fidelity experience as the U.S. team.
And it happens overnight. You don't wait 3 weeks for an agency to do it.
You trigger the API, and by the next morning, your Jolly Deck course is populated with assets in 5 languages. It just removes the latency from global training.
I imagine some listeners are getting excited, but also a bit intimidated. We keep saying API and endpoints.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm an L&D manager, not a software engineer, is this out of my league?
That's a valid fear. But the ecosystem has changed. The sources highlight integrations with no-code platforms.
Like Make.com and Zapier.
Exactly. These are the tools that let you connect apps together visually, right? Like digital glue.
So you don't write code. You build a scenario or a recipe.
Let's walk through a concrete example of what they call a reaction loop.
Okay, paint the picture for me.
Imagine you have a Dropbox folder that you share with your legal team. Every time legal drops a new policy PDF into that folder,
Make.com detects it. That's the trigger.
That's the trigger. Make.com then automatically sends that file to the Auto Content API. And it asks for three things.
Okay.
A text summary, a 5-minute podcast explaining the changes, and a 60-second vertical video for the mobile app.
And this is all happening in the background.
Completely in the background.
Yeah.
Once those assets are generated, Make.com pushes them directly into your Jolly Deck media library.
So the L&D manager wakes up, logs into Jolly Deck, and the course is basically 80% built. The assets are just sitting there waiting to be arranged.
It shifts the job description from manual laborer to orchestrator. You're managing the flow of information, not typing out every single slide.
This brings up a concept mentioned in the notes. Linear versus logarithmic production. Can you unpack that?
Yeah, it's a concept from software engineering, but applied to media. In a linear model, if you want 10 times more videos, you need 10 times more money and 10 times more people.
The cost curve is just a straight line going up, which is why corporate content libraries are usually pretty small.
But with this API-first model, production becomes logarithmic. The cost to set up the automation is fixed. Once it's running, producing 100 assets isn't that much more expensive or time-consuming than producing 10.
The cost curve flattens out.
It does, and that changes the strategic landscape completely. It means you can afford to serve the long tail.
You can make a high-quality course for a niche topic that only 5 people in the entire company care about.
Exactly. In the old world, that ROI would never, ever make sense. In the API world, it costs you 50 cents, so why not?
It enables what they called a private podcast network for internal knowledge.
Every technical manual, every product update, every quarterly review can be its own episode.
Facilitating knowledge transfer in a way that reading a PDF never could?
You're essentially creating an internal media company that runs on autopilot.
So, to bring this all together, we have Jolly Deck, the modern interactive classroom,
mm-hmm.
and we have Auto Content API, the high-speed printing press that creates all the materials for that classroom.
And when you combine them, you solve the production bottleneck. You get the structure of Jolly Deck with the unlimited content generation of Auto Content.
It makes the boring PowerPoint feel like a fossil. I have to ask the uncomfortable question.
I think I know where you're going with this.
If research, scripting, audio, and video can all be generated via an API for pennies,
yeah.
and if Jolly Deck handles all the formatting, what is left for the L&D professional to do?
That is the existential question, isn't it? The role is undeniably shifting. You are no longer the creator in the sense of the person writing the words and recording the voiceover.
So what are we? Are we becoming curators?
Editors-in-chief. You become the architect of the learning strategy. You decide what needs to be learned, and you verify the quality of what the machine produces. But the heavy lifting, the grunt work, that's gone.
The question is, are companies culturally ready for that shift? Are they ready to trust the machine enough to let the humans focus purely on strategy?
And maybe more importantly, are the L&D professionals themselves ready to let go of the creation part of the job that many of them actually enjoy?
That is a thought to chew on. Are you a builder or are you an architect? As always, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. The links to the source materials for both Jolly Deck and Auto Content are in the show notes if you want to geek out on the details yourself.
Keep learning.
We'll see you next time.